Anecdote number 29 from Zen is right here. Teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. On the fourth day of Sesshin, as we sat with our painful legs, aching backs, hopes and doubts about whether it was worth it, Suzuki Roshi began his talk by saying slowly, "The problems you are now experiencing will go away," we were sure he was about to say. "Will continue for the rest of your life," he concluded. The way he said it, we all laughed. That was Ed Brown around 1969. With Shunryu Suzuki, there were always two sides. So I'd say that's one side. And that is the side of dukkha, suffering, incompleteness. I can't get no satisfaction. Birth and death. Change. Impermanence. Restlessness. Edited the second book of, well, it was the third book of with Suzuki's lectures that came out. The Sandokai was second. But they specifically asked University of California Press not to call the Sandokai lecture book, Branching Streams Flow in the Darkness, a sequel to Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, or it was not considered on that level. Those particular lectures, they forgot about that and did it anyway. And maybe they were asked not to continue it. I don't know. It didn't matter much. I can see it happening innocently because, you know, the person you told that to and the person who's writing the PR for a big group like that, they're totally different. They're not necessarily very connected. So, but Ed did the next one. Not always so. And he did an excellent job. A lot of people like it better than Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. And so let's apply Not Always So to this with another quote from Suzuki, which is not in this book because it's going to be in the sequel to this book, Zen is Right Here. It comes out next year, Shambhala. In July is the plan. In it, someone comes to his cabinet, Tassajara, and is just really, really having a hard time. But it's a different type of hard time than this session. They were having a very stressful, suffering time mentally, emotionally. And he told them, you know what, won't always be this way. So, sort of what he's saying there it might be this particular type of suffering you're happening right now will not continue. It will change. Things are always changing. And then what he was saying on the other day was, but there will always be some sort of suffering. Now, but then somebody says, well, I thought the point of Buddhism was that you get enlightened and then you're free from suffering. You're free from the wheel of birth and death and all that. He actually did teach that too in his own way. He didn't talk about reincarnation much. Every once in a while he'd say something about it. He'd say he didn't know, or he'd say in a past life. You know, he'd be on both sides of it. And mainly I think he saw reincarnation as the sort of distraction that people can get into. But when Yasutani was there at Tassajara, he said in a lecture that, you know, as a Buddhist, you have to believe in reincarnation. I mean, it depends on your orientation, you know. I mean, Suzuki did teach that we can broaden the stage so that our suffering, you know, the natural difficulty and suffering of life, of being a temporary being, you're going to die, you know, this old age, sickness and death. And, that would exist within a bigger stage, what he called big mind. And also he encouraged us to get rid of unnecessary suffering, unnecessary problems, what he called, like, he said the problems we have, we can deal with. What life gives us, we can deal with. But we compound it by adding a problem to it, which he said, the old Chinese saying is, you can ride a horse, but you can't ride a horse on a horse. That's the saying. Of course, we know that somebody could ride a horse on a horse. I'm sure that there's all these different sizes of horses, and somebody could do it. You know, they've made a silk purse out of sow's ears. It took zillions of sow's ears, but there was just enough of some substance that was silk-like that they actually did it. He didn't want us to think of practice as a way to escape from our problems. And it won't be. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, with Dog and Bandita and Feline Cuchita, and soon with dear lovely Katrinka, coming to you from sleepy Sanur, and wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening. Mm-hmm.